Where have we been, folks, over the last 5 weeks into 6 weeks today? That personal, the Lord is my shepherd. His provision for us, I shall not be in want. The one who makes us lie in the green pastures, leads us by the quiet waters, because he cares for us, giving us his peace. He restores our soul. In the darkest of valleys, he says, we can fear no evil, for you are with me. Pastorally, he cares for us with his rod and his staff, giving us direction or correction. He anoints our head with oil, again, wanting to deal with infection before the infection gets worse. And then today, that we can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely your goodness and mercy, your unfailing love, will follow me, pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Max Lucado says of this verse, just verse 6, to read this verse is to open a box of jewels. So we're just going to spend a wee bit of time this morning. As I looked at it, there's two halves to it. There's when we stray, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of our lives. And then the second half tells us where we will stay, that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So let's just jump in, folks. When we stray, surely your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. The Message, Eugene Peterson puts it like this: your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. Actually, at the well tonight, we're going to be singing about the goodness of God. Let's get there in a moment. Let's just jump into the verse. It starts with confidence. Surely. Surely goodness and love, mercy will follow me. Not maybe, not possibly, not hopefully. Surely. This is fact. God will be God, and he will pursue us. Max Lucado again says, if the Lord is the shepherd who leads the flock, well then goodness and mercy are the two sheepdogs that guard the rear. Let's look at goodness and mercy. Favor. You know the song Goodness of God? Yes, maybe be charismatic, put your hand up. I like it. And like the first bit of it, not you see, your goodness is running after me. Thinking, meh, not sure that's true. And then I was preparing today. That's exactly what it says. That God's goodness and mercy will follow us. Keep going. Favor. God's heart, folks, is for us. Do you ever think about that? God is for you. In a world that teaches us to not think much of ourselves, God is for you. Surely your goodness will come after me. Under the covenant, under the old covenant, I love this, Warren Wiersbe. Under the old covenant, the sheep died for the shepherd. Under the new covenant, the shepherd died for the sheep. Under the old covenant, the lambs were taken and sacrificed. That's why the shepherd raised them. Under the new covenant in Christ, well, the good shepherd dies for the sheep. Why? Because of his goodness and his love for us. God is for you. But it's not just goodness willy-nilly and that's it. It's goodness and mercy. And what is mercy? Mercy, that it's a little Hebrew word called chesed. And it's about God's loving kindness, God's sacrificial love that God gives beyond himself in his mercy for us. We do not deserve it, but he gives us his mercy, his forgiveness. F.B. Meyer, an old brethren preacher, says this: goodness to supply our every need, mercy to forgive our every sin. Goodness to provide and mercy to pardon. So God's not taken by surprise by our behavior, because he knows our hearts. But in his goodness and his mercy, he loves us. And again, this is where the goodness of God's song, "Will follow me." Folks, all the commentators say, "follow" is too tame a word. It's far too tame a word in translation here. It's "your goodness will pursue me." So your goodness is running after me. "Follow here," says Derek Kidner. "Follow here" does not mean bring up the rear, just me, but to actually go after, to pursue. Do you remember Adam in the garden, Genesis 3? Who came looking? "Adam, where are you?" It was God who came pursuing those who had fallen into disobedience. God's goodness and mercy are dogged and determined in their pursuit of us. Folks, do you ever think about that? When we feel, when we drift, when our hearts grow cold. I was chatting to somebody just the other day and says, "Gordy, if it hasn't been for God's goodness and mercy, I wouldn't be here." You've maybe watched the movies over years. I have honed a certain set of skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. And so on. Or The Fugitive, Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones. That's pursuit. That God will go after us. That in our disobedience, or just when our hearts are dry and it's not a big blowout, but that God pursues us and follows us. And not to just be confident about this, but that he's consistent. All the days of our lives, the Lord God in his mercy as the good shepherd wants to bring us home. And that picture of the, if you like, the shepherd coming down the valley and the sheep are behind him, and goodness and mercy, the two sheepdogs are behind. And as the sheep begin to go stray and maybe one or two begin to follow them, it's the sheepdogs going behind that follow and keep the sheep corralled. God's goodness or grace, without an understanding of our need for mercy, becomes cheap and easily taken for granted. So this is not cheap grace, but this is God in his goodness and grace, favoring us in his goodness, forgiving us in his mercy, and following us, pursuing us, running after us. Because God does not change like the shifting shadows. This is consistent. And so for you today, because the second half of the verse then takes us not just from when we stray, but to where we will stay. C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity wrote this: "I find in myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy. The most probable explanation is that I was made for another world." So we go from "all the days of my life" to "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." But do you ever feel that ache in your own soul that this isn't home yet? And that the good shepherd is leading us home. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "God has placed eternity in the hearts of men and women." So there's that longing for home that is deep within. And sometimes maybe in following the good shepherd, we stray because we're looking for the greener grass on the other side. And it's not there. But there's something within us is looking for something more. And that something more is going to be where we stay. Where Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. David writes, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Paddy read for us in Revelation 21, the place where there is no tears, no sickness, no suffering, but where all things are made new. Where all things are made new. I will dwell. Not I might, or hopefully. Well, it is hopefully, but it is I will dwell in the house of the Lord. John 14, verses 2 and 3. I am going there to prepare a place for you, says the Lord Jesus. And I will come back and take you to be with me. That is the hope I'm going to sing about in a little while. Christ, our hope in life and death. David Watson, a Church of England minister, knew he was terminally ill with cancer, and he wrote these words. When I die, it is my firm conviction that I shall be more alive than ever, experiencing the full reality of all that God has prepared for us in Christ. The actual moment of my dying is still shrouded in mystery. But as I keep my eyes on Jesus, I am not afraid. Jesus has already been through death for us and will be with us when we walk through it ourselves. For I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is our home, the house of the Lord. Again, as the Lord says in John 14, for in my Father's house there are many rooms. As the old gospel song says, there's a mansion over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. Folks, this is our promise. This is the hope. I will dwell our home in the house of the Lord. Well, let's just complete it. How long? Forever. This is our Christian hope. This is what we hold on to. And folks, I know, again, I'm very aware of many of us sitting in church this morning whose hearts are sore with the loss of loved ones. But again, this is our promise. Where we stay, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In John 10 again, the Lord Jesus says simply, and look in there, there's follow and there's the promise of eternity. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. For you this morning, for me this morning, are we in a place where we have strayed? But God in his mercy and with those gracious sheepdogs are hounding us and wanting to pursue us and draw us back into relationship and fellowship with him. Or maybe we just need to be reminded of where we stay, our hope in heaven. For Christ is our hope in life and death.